Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website. Mindset Media Radio. We pray for you, Tina. Father, rise up your people above every limitation. Right about now, we are going to pray the love of God, the anointing of God, the peace of God, the salvation of the God of the living powers that makes a life into the earthly realm. Remember that everything that is in the earth grows. And remember that the energies of the sun, the moon, and the environmental energies of the cosmic environment, the energies that surrounds the agricultural electromagnetic fields that fills up the environment, those are the things that makes things to grow. Those are the energies. So right now, I speak God's energy into your house. I speak God's frequency into your house. I proclaim and I say God is good. And if you're listening to me, say back, God is good. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm excited. I'm going to speak about love today. In the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17 says unto us, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, and the love of the Father is not in him. Father God, we thank you that your blessing, your love is in us. Father God, we pray that your love is transcending your love, your existence, your energy. That's why we come into prayer, saying that our love is preserved to be given unto you. We give it as an offering unto you through prayer. We decree by prayer. We declare by prayer. We proclaim by prayer that our love is offered up unto God in the formula of tithing, in the formula of the air we breathe, in the formula of understanding, in the formula of our energy, in the formula of our strength, our singing, our melody. Everything we do, we extend our love and our energy unto you so that we may transform the energies of the world. The scripture says unto us, do not love the world. Do not put your energy into the world. Do not put your investment into the energy that drives and cultivates the world. This word world means unto us, it's an earthly environment which is made up of energies, sound waves, television, internet waves of communication, social media, frequencies, acts of buying and selling, which plays the role of influencing, broadcasting, sharing, trading back and forth, and exchanging of human traits among each other, sharing them in the form of emotions, in the form of ideas, desires, dreams, affections, feelings, intentions, social activities, services, money, love, fantasies, products, sexual intercourse, media information, relationships of friendship, culture, family, get-together parties, and entertainment, etc. And the Bible says unto us that all these social activities that I've spoken about, and the Bible says, do not love that energy forces that gathers and envelops the earthly realm on that level, where activities of exchange that are immoral, evil, desires of satanic plans are accumulated, they are cultivated, they are invested into. Men are moving through that force of energy. Father, we ask you right about now, and we say, reach out to our hearts and hear our prayer. Anywhere we have loved and fallen in the love of the energy of the love of the world, that energy that is negative, that is exchanging in immorality, we pray and we say, Father, forgive us, cleanse us. The book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 19 says unto us, we know that we are all of God. And the whole world lies under the sway, under the energies, under the influence, under the frequencies, under the radiating forces of the wicked one. The word sway means wave, sound waves, sound frequencies, radiating and vibrating energies of television, internet, propaganda that is spread to malice others, to control and to commercialize things that are not designed according to the will of God for man. The moving of back and forth of energies through air. Father God, we pray right now and we cleanse our atmospheric energies. And we say, Father God, the energies of evil that are moving through radiating of movies, musicians, and music sound waves, that, Father God, that are contrary and are satanic, are marked with the mark of the beast 666. Father, we pray and we say, we repent. We turn away from all evil. I pray right now and I say, Father, cleanse our environment. Purge our environment.
cause, my Lord, my God, cause a quarantine to happen over our environment, anywhere we have defiled our energies. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 says, Father, I bless your holy name as even we pray. And he made alive those who are dead in trespasses, in the energies of sin. Hallelujah. In which we once walked according to the course, evil energies, agenda, and negative influence of this world. Doing things according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit who now walks and works through the sons of disobedience. Father God, we pray. I decree right about now and I say, Father, we return back unto you and we do a teshuva. We return back unto you and we do a repentance. And we say, Father God, deliver us from all evil. Deliver us from all energies of controversy that are in opposition with your will. And we pray that your obedience will take over. Your obedience will cleanse your people. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 to 17 says, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of arrogance, and the life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. It is satanic. Father, we pray right about now. Deliver us from sin. Deliver us from the culture of evil. And we say, Father God, bless us. Bind and destroy every works of darkness. And I prophesy, cleanse right now every sound wave, wherever my sound and my voice is reaching out into the earthly realm. Any emotional destruction, any emotional envy, jealousy that is moving in the frequencies of emotions, the desires and the plans and the propaganda that the enemy is using through radio stations, through television. Father God, we send forth your fire. Hallelujah. Pride of life activates, which is done to parade a word and to show off one's selfishness, arrogance, interest for profit, love of money. The benign envy, lust of the flesh, hatred against godliness, the uncontrollable desire of sexual pleasure, wild behaviors of sexual immorality, the worship of idolatry, being materialistic, and the spirit of anti-Semitism that is in opposition against the God of Israel. Father God, we repent and we renounce and we say, Father, release your fire. Release your fire and uproot every darkness that is surrounding us. And I speak peace and life over your people right about now. That as we pray, John chapter 12, verse 25 to 26 says, he who loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it for the eternal life. Father, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Father, I thank you that we are in servitude with the Spirit of God that dwells in the innermost, deepest countenance of Yehoshua HaMashiach, the Son of God. Father God, we pray as we speak. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 35 to 38 says, do not think that I came to bring peace on this earth. I did not come to bring peace. I did not come to bring peace, but I brought the sword. The word of God is likened unto a sword. It came to divide, for I have come to set man against his father. Father God, we pray and we say, let understanding come forth. There are some people that we live among and some people that we dwell among. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying that until our compromising state has been broken down and scattered in pieces so that we may move out of our limited boundaries of comfort, being comfortable with things that are mediocrity towards God's will, hindering us to see, hindering us to hear, hindering us to reach out for the best that God ever created us. And God says, I have come to set man against his father, daughter against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against his mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. And he who loves his father more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves his son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me after me is not worthy of me. Father, we pray. Let your word of wisdom bring forth a knowledge and understanding, that we shall understand that you have given us your word, Father God, to understand that as we carry the cross, as we carry your will, as we do your will, as we move in the purpose of your will in the earthly realm, fulfilling your purpose, that even though we have come into the earth as a seed, that seed will obediently enforce God's purpose in the earthly realm, and it will rise up above every limitation and also bring Mother Earth. Bring Mother Earth into a place of sanctity, because the seed was sown by God, and in obedience the seed refuses to move in the vibration that makes it or corrupts it from God's will. And that seed continually obeyed God. As the Son Yeshua came into the earth and he obeyed the Father God's voice to the level that he became a seed that was sown in the earth in the season of God of Passover. Father, that Passover season is the opening up doorway that opens up for all the entire system of God into our lives. It's the gateway. It's the beginning of months. Father, we pray that as you sent your Son in the beginning of months to begin to open up a doorway of obedience in our lives, Father, we pray that that obedience that he obeyed you, let it be the element, the purpose, the pursuit of our lives. I pray for the male gender. I pray for the female gender. I pray for our children. I pray for our families. I pray for our kingdoms. I pray for our leadership. I pray for our, Father, every formula of constituted formula in the earth. We pray that there shall be obedience, total obedience, so that the love of God, the love of Yeshua in our hearts may be revealed to overcome darkness in our lives. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. That has been our prayer for today. And I pray for you. I pray for your family. I pray for your children, that they shall be a sacrifice, loving God more than you love anything on this earth. Because God commands us here in the book of Matthew chapter 10, 34 to 38 there. Do not think that he came to bring peace on the earth. But before you find your peace in God, you must find your fighting, your contending against the forces of darkness. You must contend against them first. You must prove yourself that you are not going to allow yourself to be submitted and humbled by the spirits of evil energies of the world, secular energies that are trying to tempt and draw you away from God. But when you show yourself persevering towards the will of God, you persevere to reach out for the peace of God. And the peace of God becomes a double-edged sword that reveals and reflects and punishes evil in your life, so that the righteousness in your life, your surrounding and your community may be realized, may be achieved. So Father, I pray for that spirit, the spirit of boldness and the spirit of understanding the word of God, the spirit of overcoming sin and demonic forces, so that we may reach out for the best energy that can allow us to transcend and ascend above all limitations in our lives. For those of you who are listening to me, remember, I pray for blessings. I pray for anointing here in Mindset Media. Hallelujah. The house of God and the prophetic mantle of God being released into your life. The council of Ngabogaz courthouse. I'm saying may God bless and may God speak. Bye-bye and ta-ta. Mm-hmm.